It's Tuesday, March 14th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Google unveils new AI features, and Microsoft lays off the AI ethics team, and Biden administration plans comprehensive regulation of cloud security practices for major providers. This is the business of tech. With Silicon Valley Bank stable today, let's return to the AI storm. Google has unveiled new AI features in Gmail and various workspace apps. From The Verge, quote, "The features include new ways to generate, summarize, and brainstorm text with AI in Google Docs, similar to how many people use OpenAI's ChatGPT, the option to generate full emails in Gmail based on users' brief bullet points, and the ability to produce AI imagery, audio, and video to illustrate presentations and slides." Similar to features in both Microsoft Designer, powered by OpenAI's DALL-E, and Canva, powered by Stable Diffusion, end quote. And there's more to come. As a reminder, Microsoft has an event on their productivity suite and AI on Thursday. Still, meanwhile, Platformer has reported that Microsoft laid off its entire ethics and society team within the artificial intelligence organization as part of recent layoffs that affected 10,000 employees across the company. Quoting the piece, "The move leaves Microsoft without a dedicated team to ensure its AI principles are closely tied to product design at a time when the company is leading the charge to make AI tools available to the mainstream, current, and former employees said. Microsoft still maintains an active Office of Responsible AI, which is tasked with generating rules and principles to govern the company's AI initiatives. The company says its overall investment in responsibility work is increasing despite the recent layoffs. I've called this shadow IT on speed. 2.3% of workers have put confidential company information into ChatGPT, according to a recent report from Cyberhaven. A Fishbowl survey last month found that nearly 70% of employees using ChatGPT at work haven't told their bosses about it. There's an entire Axios piece about large employers trying to block access, and another about the personal data used to form the models. I did want to note some positive news here. Semaphore highlights the use of NewsGuard, the company that employs journalists to rate about 30,000 news sources across 9 criteria. One of the customers? Microsoft, leveraging it in Bing search. I also want to highlight that large language models are now running on user laptops. Simon Willison has reported on running Meta's Llama model on his laptop. A new study released by KPMG today finds that 85% of surveyed businesses expect to be using more AI in the coming years, but nearly two-thirds say they need a formalized function in their company to manage AI risks. Why do we care? There, right there, is your opportunity. It's screaming at you as an opportunity. The definition of helping customers with their technology. Microsoft has generally been credited for being a leader in their thinking about the ethics of AI applications. I do hope they continue. And note that their loss is providers' gain. If they are ceding the space of ethics, step right in there. Some regulatory attention to note, the Biden administration is focusing on cloud security. Per reporting in Politico, the White House is, quote, "embarking on the nation's first comprehensive plan to regulate the security practices of cloud providers like Amazon, Microsoft, Google, and Oracle, whose servers provide data storage and computing power for customers ranging from mom-and-pop businesses to the Pentagon and CIA. The cloud has, quote, become essential to our daily lives," Kemba Walden, the acting national cyber director, said in an interview. "If it's disrupted, it could create large, potentially catastrophic disruptions to our economy and to our government." And I'm further quoting. The Biden administration recently said it would require cloud providers to verify the identity of their users to prevent foreign hackers from renting space on U.S. cloud servers, implementing an idea first introduced in a Trump administration executive order. And last week, the administration warned in its national cybersecurity strategy that more cloud regulations are coming, saying it plans to identify and close regulatory gaps over the industry. The Strategy and Budget Office is racing to find new ways to police the industry using a hodgepodge of existing tools, such as security requirements for specific sectors like banking, and a program called FedRAMP that establishes baseline controls cloud providers must meet to sell to the federal government. Why do we care? This is sensible because just like other utilities may be regulated, even if private, with cloud infrastructure, literally including infrastructure in its name, this is a prominent area for the government. Healthy debates are to be had over where the guardrails are, but make no mistake, it's infrastructure. Identity seems to be the core construct here, and that's logical. Let's solve the bulk case with identity and figure out edge cases as needed. Are you fighting the constant problem of reconciling the billing of all the products and services that you sell? Imagine reconciling your billing with just a few clicks every month. No tab chaos, no revenue left on the table. Just getting paid for everything you do and without spending days to figure it out. And what if it was two-way and infinite connections with a single integration for MSPs and vendors? It can be done with Gradient Synthesize. Try it for free at meetgradient.com. Thanks for listening. Happy Pi Day. Channel that inner math geek and keep finding the end of that never-ending number. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.